Welcome to Talk World Radio, a half-hour discussion of politics as if the people mattered. I'm David Swanson. This week on Talk World Radio, we are talking about Paramount canceling Stephen Colbert's show and the corporate media cartel generally bowing to Trump. Our guest, media critic Jeff Cohen, was founding director of the Park Center for Independent Media at Ithaca College, where he was an associate professor of journalism. He founded the media watch group FAIR in 1986 and co-founded the online activist group Root Section in 2011. I work there. His recent column is called Colbert's Termination is a Corporate Assault on Dissent and a Victory for Trump. And Roots Action has a petition to media owners telling them to stop paying Trump's bribes. Jeff Cohen, welcome back to Talk World Radio.
Great to be with you, David.
So the first thing that struck me with you writing about this topic was Stephen Colbert's got the top-rated show and gets it canceled. You call to mind anything related to a guy named Phil Donahue?
Yeah. I mean, the parallels are interesting because you'll remember, David, in 2003, when the Donahue show was canceled by MSNBC, now it's owned by Comcast, then it was owned by General Electric, a company that makes a lot of money off of war. And when we were canceled 3 weeks before the invasion of Iraq, management at MSNBC, NBC said it was purely over ratings. And then internal memos leaked out that showed it was all about politics and very little to do with ratings. Indeed.
Also, he had the best ratings, so you knew it was a lie without having to document it, right?
Yeah, it had the best ratings, but you know, MSNBC was always in third place, so no one had good ratings at MSNBC. But yes, it's rare that a company canceled its most highly rated show. So here you have Paramount canceling the Colbert show, the late night with Stephen Colbert, and saying it's purely about financial reasons. As you say, Colbert is the number one late night show of the three broadcast networks. It's been that way for years. He's got well over 2 million viewers every night. And then, of course, they get more viewers online after the next day. So
it's laughable. The financial reasons are the reason that they might want to merge with some other mega conglomerate that might want Trump to approve it, right?
Yeah, but when they said this had nothing to do with content, this is about financial reasons, they mean that the show is somewhat expensive to produce, and it is. But as you say, it's rare that you cancel a successful show like this unless there's ulterior motives. And we know what the motive is. And it's a long line of corporate capitulation. But here, let me give you that line real fast. In December, Disney Company paid Trump or Trump's future presidential library, which may or may not ever exist, paid them $15 million last December to settle a lawsuit over a segment on George Stephanopoulos's show This Week that they, most legal experts say, they could not possibly lose in court. So it amounted to what seemed to be a bribe to placate Trump, make Trump happy with them when their lawyers were saying, we can win this in court. Then the next month, January of this year, Mark Zuckerberg, his Meta company, paid an even bigger bribe to Trump to settle another harassment, frivolous lawsuit, $25 million. And that was unlosable in court because they had a well-understood policy that, you know, you can get away with a lot on Facebook and Instagram, but we will suspend you from these platforms if you incite violence. So after January 6, 2021, fulfilling their guidelines, Meta suspended Trump He sued over that. They wouldn't have lost in court, but they wanted to give a bribe. And by the way, that bribe that Meta gave to Trump was shortly after Zuckerberg, the head of Meta, had gone down to Mar-a-Lago right after Trump won the election to dine with him. And then they donated, Meta donated $1 million to the Trump inaugural fund. So that's the precursor to what happened with Paramount canceling Colbert. And the negotiations went on so long, and everyone knew that Paramount was going to give another one of these bribes to Trump in a legal case they couldn't, even more laughable than the earlier suits. This was a case where Trump said that they had wrongly edited the Kamala Harris interview before the November election. Never in history, you know, can you say, well, you defamed me because I object to how you edited a long interview that you had to boil down to a small segment. That's what TV networks do all the time. An it was a joke.
Other person, not of
Pardon
him.
Me?
An interview of some other person.
Yes, it wasn't even, yeah, it wasn't that they distorted something that Trump said. It was about another person. And again, Trump is a public figure. Defamation cases almost can't, you know, are very hard to win. And there's no one who's more public than the president of the United States. So a few weeks ago, and it took months of negotiation, this is when I got suspicious that Colbert would have to go or The Daily Show would have to go. And when I said that, people would look at me like, Jeff, you're being paranoid. And I said, well, I can't understand why. We know that Paramount's been ready to give this bribe to settle a legal case they couldn't possibly lose, and yet it's not settling. And so finally it settles a few weeks ago, and everyone knows it's settled because Paramount Global, the company that owns CBS, wants to merge with this Skydance company. And when it merges, and it has to be approved by the Trump administration, when it merges on that day, the CEO, the boss of Paramount, which used to be known as Viacom, the boss of Paramount will be $2 billion wealthier than she is today. So they settle the case. They offer $16 million in a bribe. They'd already gotten the head of 60 Minutes had already resigned. I always thought that was part of it, that they would make life difficult for 60 Minutes. And Bill Owens, the executive producer, was really well respected. He resigned in protest over Paramount's meddling in 60 Minutes content. And then his boss, the CEO of CBS News, she resigned. So they had two scalps, two heads, and a payoff. But a few days after the settlement, that's when Paramount announces, and by the way, Colbert had gone on the air and denounced it as a big fat bribe accurately. And then shortly thereafter, Paramount announces that they will be terminating this very successful television show as of May of next year. So it just shows the corporate corruption. It shows that media conglomerates don't care about free speech or journalism. They care about profit maximization. And if it requires them to give bribes to this authoritarian president, Trump, to maximize their profits, they will do that.
So it sure looks like the canceling of Colbert's show was punishment for what he said about their deal. But did the deal itself include that they're going to meddle in all the show's content, that they're going to eliminate shows, that they're going to crack down and cancel and fire people? Is that in the agreement that they made behind
Colbert? Yeah, I think it's the latter. It certainly wouldn't be written down, But I think it's the latter. It's not because they reacted angrily about Colbert calling it a big fat bribe. I think they were planning to move against Colbert. And remember, the Daily Show is also owned by Paramount. Jon Stewart's basically saying they're going to move against, he's expecting them to move against him. But the most damaging thing was in the New York Post, which is owned by Murdoch, written by a business guy who loves Trump and Murdoch. And it suggested that Skydance will now, the new company will be Skydance Paramount after the Trump administration approves the merger. The head of Skydance is a guy named David Ellison. His dad is the famous billionaire Larry Ellison, who's very close with Trump. And according to the New York Post, there was a side deal where Skydance had agreed to give Trump $15 to $20 million in PSAs promoting Trump-friendly clauses in public service announcements on the new company. So to me,
Trump friendly to anything that's a public service?
Yeah. Well, again, that had, you know, that reminded me of, and it's very, that's devastating. And I've seen no one refute it. And indeed, Ellison, you know, the New York Post report suggests that Skydance made this deal with Trump and that Paramount wasn't even part of it. So if this is all true, the settlement that Skydance and Paramount is giving to Trump amounts to $30 million in a bribe. But it's reminiscent, you know, these PSAs, Trump-friendly PSAs.
Yeah.
It reminds me of what the law firms have done. You know, all the corporate centrist law firms that have capitulated to Trump because they once hadn't handled a case for a Democrat against Trump. And they've all, you know, most of them have capitulated. And they've said they're going to do pro bono work for Trump, totaling millions of dollars. You can't do pro bono work for Donald Trump. That's the opposite of pro bono. When, you know, I went to law school, I was briefly an attorney. Pro bono means you're doing legal work for those who otherwise can't get a lawyer. You're helping the disadvantaged. You're not, you can't do pro bono work for Trump. It's a contradiction in terms, but one corporate law firm after another has pledged to do that. So I think, David, the real lesson here is that the corporate universities are caving to Trump. Corporate law firms are caving to Trump. Corporate media are caving to Trump. And we're seeing that when you have an authoritarian leader here and corporations are such amoral institutions, they will cozy up to anyone, just like we know the big businesses in Germany cozied up to Hitler. What we're witnessing is a collapse of democracy as the corporations, many of whom are run by centrists or people that think of themselves as liberals, but they will do anything to maximize profit. And that means you cozy up to this right-wing authoritarian president.
We are speaking with Jeff Cohen, co-founder of Roots Action, among many other things. Jeff, what does Skydance own? What media are you consuming when you are watching or listening to stuff that comes from Skydance?
My understanding of Skydance is, well, it's got the deep pockets because it's the billionaire's son. It's Larry Ellison's son. They've mostly been doing online media and movies. But again, Skydance management is likely to start taking power. And if this New York Post report is accurate, things are going to go from bad to worse when the company is Skydance Paramount. And that does not bode well for Jon Stewart, Comedy Central. Comedy Central is a Paramount property, and it will become a Skydance Paramount company.
So why does Trump not care a fig about CBS News? Why is it the comedy shows? Is it because that's where people actually get their news? Is it because nobody watches the other thing anymore? Why is a president of the United States going after the comedy shows?
Well, I think you're raising a good point, but remember, he did sue CBS News, 60 Minutes. He's offended by everything, but you've got a good, your question really leads to an important point that your listeners and viewers should think about. I founded FAIR in 1986, and we criticized news media, especially news media owned by these big companies. And I would go out to Hollywood, and we have big events in Hollywood. We'd feature speakers like Noam Chomsky and Alexander Coburn and Helen Caldicott. We'd have all these events about media bias, media pro-war cheerleading, media pro-Reagan cheerleading. And when I was out in Hollywood, I would meet these actors and directors, writers, who were very progressive. And we would try to contemplate, how come you can say things on LA Law, a television show, or this television show, or this movie, and you work for the same media conglomerates that won't allow this kind of truth to be told in the news? And I believe that to this day. And that's why your question's so important, that Jimmy Kimmel on ABC, and he may be in trouble now, he's owned by Disney, and they made the bribe already to Trump. Jimmy Kimmel can be frank, he can be snarky, he can say exactly what he wants. Colbert says exactly what he wants or has about Trump, has even about his own owner, Paramount. These comedians, these creatives, are given more leeway than the journalists are, even if they work for the same conglomerates. Like, I can remember, you know, there's nothing worse than Murdoch's news. You know, Murdoch owns all the right-wing news, Fox News Channel, Wall Street Journal with its crazy editorial and opinion pages, New York Post. But people would be producing movies for what was then called 20th Century Fox that were quite progressive. So there's no doubt that artists and comedians have been given more leeway to speak truth to power than mainstream journalists at these big corporate corporations have ever been given. And now it seems that to placate Trump, these corporations are going to have to crack down on the creatives, and then it might have impact on cracking down on movies and television shows. Keep in mind that news journalists in this country have always been in fairly weak unions. Hollywood has always had pretty powerful unions. And that's also a difference on why Hollywood, why comedy, why entertainment has had more leeway than journalism, is that the guilds that were built in the 1930s, Actors Guild, Screenwriters Guild, Directors Guild, they're more powerful than the journalism union. In other countries, journalism unions are strong. In our country, they're fairly weak. And like a place like Fox News doesn't have union.
Jeff Cohen, it seems like a lot of these bribes and these bogus lawsuits are aimed at censorship, at blocking stuff, shutting stuff down, so that part of what we want to do is go out and share it and say it. But when it comes to the social media, to the Meta, you know, where they have their computers to control what anyone sees anyway, and they don't really care. And the only thing you can't do is be criminally obnoxious. You can't incite violence and so forth. This is what Trump has gone after, not the right to censor somebody, but the right to not be censored while he's breaking the law on their forum, inciting violence. What does this portend? And how did these social media outlets become part of this story of a handful of mega conglomerates?
Well, you know, the late Bob McChesney, the media scholar, has written a number of books about this, that in the old days, like in the days of the railroads and the steel companies, it took decades, sometimes generations, for monopolies to form. But in the area of the in the era of internet, these monopolies formed in 5, 10 years. And, you know, Google controlled search and Meta controlled that, you know, social. So the conglomeration and the monopolization of internet, and then none of this had to happen. Remember, the internet was created by government research. It came out of Defense Department. It was taxpayers paid for the research. There was no law that said the internet will be turned over to a handful of giant corporations that can then do what the hell they want. We should remind people that Colbert, who's being terminated, is on the public airwaves, CBS, broadcast. And the courts have always said that the broadcast airwaves, TV and radio, they are every bit public property as our national forests or national parks. So yeah, we have this tendency in neoliberalism that began 50 years ago in neoliberal capitalism, where the government just serves the interests of the big companies, and public property is turned over to them, and things are privatized, like Medicare is being privatized. We have a lot of these public goods that have just been transferred to the corporate elite. And that's why our society is in the dire straits that it is. Yeah. A lot of these things that should be public goods, like media, journalism is a public good, education, healthcare, it's all being privatized.
Yeah. Jeff Cohen, we've got about 5 minutes left. I wonder, in a summary, what can people do who give a damn and understand the basics of the problem? What can people do to help?
I think the answer is obvious. You cannot trust corporate conglomerated news media. You have to support, if you're a educated or an active citizen, an active person in our country, you have to support independent media. That means you donate to independent media. When you see a program like this one that's bringing on voices that are not allowed on corporate mainstream TV or radio, you use your social media, your email to promote. So if you're a progressive activist, if you're a peace activist, you have to be a media activist. The good news is independent news outlets are growing in spite of all the obstacles. I mean, if you put together Democracy Now! And the Young Turks and all the community radio stations and programs like yours and all the websites, Common Dreams, Truth Out, Truth Dig, Counterpunch, you can name dozens of them. For the first time in US history, millions of people have daily, even hourly access to non-corporate news. You didn't have that before World War I when there was a big socialist press. You didn't have that in the late 60s, early 70s, when there was a big new left or counterculture press. But we have that today. And we have to fight to defend it. And we have to fund it. And as I said in this column that I wrote about the termination of Colbert, pretty soon we're going to be going to independent sources for our comedy. And, you know, it's these comedians on mainstream TV that have kept me sane these last few years, whether it's Colbert, whether it's The Daily Show, Jimmy Kimmel on ABC, Disney, John Oliver on HBO, which is owned by another conglomerate, Warner Brothers Discovery. I think John Stewart, I think he realized Colbert was being terminated. John Stewart was already talking about how we may have to go independent with the Skydance Paramount merger. So we really have to protect our ability to go independent, which means this fight over keeping the internet somewhat free, That means the fight for net neutrality. And a lot of these comedians that we have so enjoyed in recent years, who are able to tell the truth about Trump, where the mainstream journalists are talking out of both sides of their mouths and they're afraid of the repercussions if they speak frankly, if they write frankly about Trump. Jimmy Kimmel doesn't care. Colbert doesn't care. Jon Stewart and all of his great colleagues at The Daily Show. But I think we're going to see a migration of even some of the biggest name comedians to independent forums, and that'll be a good thing.
I think you're probably right. You also can go to Roots Action Education Fund, and there's a petition, and there's a link to a source for media called Progressive Hub, right?
Yes, progressivehub.net is one of the many websites that's growing, not as big as it should be. Your TV radio show needs to keep growing. But if you add it all together, we really are making some impact. And that's why I encourage activists to become media activists. And you're right, this petition, Roots Action Education Fund, go to rootsaction.org and then the Education Fund and you'll see the petition. You can get my work at jeffcohen.org. But I tell individuals, you know, you can't accomplish anything alone. You have to form organization. That's why I'm so thrilled, David, at the work you do at World Beyond War and the work you do for Roots Action and Roots Action Education Fund. I founded the group FAIR. You know, as Noam Chomsky, one of my heroes, has always pointed out, as individuals, we're powerless, but when we form organizations, especially ones that last and ones that build, we can change society. That's why I'm an organizer, and I know, David, you're one of the great organizers.
Well, you're doing a terrific job. We got to keep doing it. We've been speaking with Jeff Cohen. He is, among many other things, the founder of FAIR and the co-founder of Roots Action. Jeff, thank you very, very much for everything you're doing and for coming on Talk World Radio.
Thank you, David. Keep up the good work.
This is Talk World Radio. I'm David Swanson. Take action at rootsaction.org. Help end war at worldbeyondwar.org. Read or listen to today's Peace Almanac entry at peacealmanac.org. All past shows can be heard at talkworldradio.org. Talk World Radio is produced in Charlottesville, Virginia, and syndicated by Pacifica Network. There is no way to peace. Peace is the way.